Hi everyone, welcome. I am Kim Beegler. I'm the owner of Youthful Fiber Farm and Mill, and I think we're into episode 73, I think, of Being Youthful. I didn't check before I came on, but things are a little different. If you're returning, you'll notice I'm not in the usual place. And if you're new, this could be usual. Or if you're listening, it really doesn't matter where I'm sitting. So all of you, thank you so much for joining me. I am sitting in my backyard. We will be talking about wool, I promise. Lots of wool. I'm sitting in my backyard because it's pretty warm, and sitting in the mill gets a little bit stagnant. And so I thought it's evening. You can enjoy the sounds of nature out here on the farm. And here we are. So this is a little bit of a different episode because I have some interviews, which is really fun. This past weekend was Black Sheep Gathering in Albany, Oregon, a festival, and there were three mills there. I was not working, but I was there having fun and doing a little work. So I thought, why don't I interview the mills that are here, because it'll be fun to talk to them. I always enjoy talking to them, but I wanted to share some of that with you all. So I have, I talk quick little interviews with Valley Oak Wool Mill, Mendo Wool, and Roger Family Mill. And Rogers is here in Oregon. The other two are in Northern California. So I'll share that with you. And I have a farm tour, so we can say hi to all the babies out around here. It's been a while, I think. And I have one or two mill videos that I'm going to throw in here as well. So all sorts of different stuff, but I'm trying to keep it kind of simple and easy. I will be back next week. Because I also have interviews with Stephanie Wilkes, who wrote Raw Material. She is a shearer and has a great story in her book, but also it was fun to talk with her. And then I also got to interview Carson Demers, who is the, basically he's awesome. And he is the ergonomic master of spinning and knitting. So he shares some tips with us. And I'm also going to answer your questions and so much stuff. So I'll be back next week to share all of that with you then. And before I go on, real quick, I want to thank my patrons over on Patreon for making this YouTube possible and all the other free things that I love to do to share. They just make it a little bit easier for me. I appreciate you all so much. If you are thinking about coming over to my Patreon, we do have a lot of fun. They actually get to watch this episode. Well, they're going to start watching them. They'll get them a day or two early without ads. So that alone is pretty fun. But there's also some workshops coming up. The sun's going to jump in my face here. There's also, let's see if I can move a little bit. There's also some workshops coming up and just lots of fun stuff. We have a Zoom. Anyway, thank you to all of you who are over there helping out a little bit extra. And if you want to come join the community over there, there's a link in the show notes for my Patreon world. So there we go. Grass seed farm update. Very quickly, it's happening. It is happening now. Lots of the fields are cut. They will start combining at any moment. I mean, they could have started combining, but I think they were going to start tomorrow, which is combining is where they actually pull the seed off of the ground. That is the product that we grow. So it happens now. It's happening now. So bear with me over the next few months. If you're new, you may see me go a little bit more wackadoodle-do than usual. The summers are long. And the first couple weeks are always a bit of a transition as I lose Mitch around the property. Actually, I lost Mitch a while ago because he's been irrigating for a while. But now I really lose him for a while. And then as the summer goes on, it's just a different way of life for sure. So we're in it. Here we go. Smooth sailing, we hope, for this grass seed harvest. Answer to my questions. I'm going to cut to, because I don't want to talk forever and ever. I'm going to let you check out all the other mill owners that I got to talk to. I will have in the show notes links to everybody's site and then I'll come back. Actually, I may let you pop. We'll see. I may pop in and talk before I go to the other videos, or I may just plow through here and go see the farm and stuff. So at any rate, enjoy all that's to come, and I will see you on the other side. There's my sheep starting to talk. I don't think you were able to. Oh, you can see them moving in the background. How fun is that? I didn't do that on purpose, you all. All right, I'll see you all in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Mendocino Wool and Fiber. I run the mill. We've got a bunch of employees, and my husband does a lot of the shearing for all of our stuff. And we have fiber from Northern California, mostly Mendocino and Lake County.
And you are in Mendocino, California.
How long? We're in Ukiah, California.
Oh, Ukiah. Okay.
It's in Mendocino County, but it's along 101.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you, how long have you all been milling for?
We bought the property in 2014 that we're on, and we started in 2017 after building the building
that
we have it in.
Big, long.
Yeah, it was kind of an ordeal. Yeah, it was kind of an ordeal.
And yeah. You can read about it in Stephanie's book.
Exactly, we have Stephanie's book.
Stephanie talks about them in Raw Materials, her book. So I'll put a link to you all and to the book in there.
Yeah.
About your journey a bit. So what is your, well, why did you decide to start milling?
My husband was watching flocks kind of disappear, good like fiber flocks disappear as he was shearing. And he asked all the farmers, like, what's the missing link? Why can't you keep these flocks? And they said that finding enough small milling was really hard. And so he was like, well, Sarah's a hand spinner. She knows how to process fleeces, which is, turns out it's sort of true and sort of not
exactly.
When you start out. And so we were like, look, great idea. So then, yeah.
Then you started the journey.
Yeah, and then it was a long uphill climb, but yeah.
I can't imagine being a hand spinner when I started, not being a hand spinner and starting a mill. Or not even, you know, if you just knew nothing about fiber and started
mm-hmm.
a mill, oh
mm-hmm.
my gosh. It would
yeah.
be such, it's already a huge learning curve, right?
It's a huge learning curve, especially when you take it from out of your hands and you put it onto a machine that you're like, please do what my hands do.
Right. Yeah. This is all on me. So many times I've tried to blame it on the machine too. Like, oh, it's obviously the machine is acting up. When
right.
Most of the time it's we did something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make the machine act up. So what's
exactly.
your favorite thing in the mill to do?
I love handling like the raw wool. I love handling raw wool. I'm a classer and I love to like class and handle fleeces, and I love looking at like when it comes off the sheep, and it's just, yeah, I love that.
Awesome. Well, you say that.
Yeah.
Good. No, that's good. Lots of people,
yeah.
You know, I think we all take for granted like what all these things mean, and for lots of,
there's a lot of lingo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think if you are a hand spinner, you know more of it than not all of it, and then it gets deeper. So what's your least favorite thing to do in the mill?
I hate pen drafting. It's really loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's really loud.
Okay, so the big question that everybody's going to want to know is, are you accepting clients for processing?
We are, yes.
Okay, so how can people find you?
They can find us at mendowool.com, and they can email us at info@mendowool.com.
Perfect. Awesome, and I'll put everything in the show notes so people can track you down, and don't just show up on their door with wool. But
no, please make an appointment. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking a minute.
Yeah.
She's got her hands full here. That's why there's the glances down occasionally. Awesome. Well, I'm going to cruise through and just show them a little bit of your yarn and fibers, and thanks for taking the time. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Markale McWilliams of Valley Oak Wool and Fiber Mill, and I'm located in Woodland, California.
Awesome. So why did you decide to get into milling?
Well, I had been doing it. My mill was previously Yolo Wool Mill, and it was owned by Jane Deemer, and I worked for her for a long time, and then she needed to close it down, and I had been doing it, and it didn't work out perfect timing for me to just take over and, you know, do it that way, but anyway, in a roundabout way, I was able to reopen the mill, and then now under a different name of Valley Oak. So I had been doing it, that's why I chose to mill.
Keep with it.
Well, yeah, because I mean, well, I keep hearing about so many mills shutting down, and then who's there to take it? You know, like there is a need, and I felt like I loved the work, and there's a need, and a huge hurdle of new businesses is who are your customers? The customers already knew me, so that's that step of business was already taken care of, and so it's like I really felt like the conditions were perfect for me to try and do this, so I did.
So what is your favorite part of the processing?
My favorite part.
You know what's coming as the next
one. I know, right? I thought you were going to start with the... yeah, I thought you were going to start with the not favorite, but what's my favorite? What are the positives? Let's see here. I mean, I love the different products. I love the different types of wool. I like that, yes, it's the same process, but it's different because it's a different wool, and it there really is that much variation to make it almost completely different. Even though you're using the same machine, it's pretty fun. I do enjoy that, and I do enjoy my customers. I feel like I've got really great customers. I like seeing them and just kind of being involved in their sheep world and just hearing about what's new or what are the challenges, or you know, just yeah, having that relationship with the customer. I like that a lot. So.
What's your least favorite part? It could even just be processing, like a machine that you...
Least favorite part, I feel like lately it's just the backlog. That's my least favorite part. And I know that is a frustration and a disappointment, especially to new customers. And it does bother me too, that I don't like that I have such a backlog for yarn. I wish I was quicker. Yeah, but it is what it is. And I think another least favorite part is just like, we need more mills. And I wish that it was an easier job so that the mills could stay and last.
Yes, they have not figured out how to make milling easy. Easier, no. But not easy.
right.
Machines can do it, but it doesn't mean it's easy for us, or even physically is not easy for us.
Yeah. It's taxing in a lot of ways, so yeah.
So the burning question everyone's going to want to know, are you accepting fiber for custom processing?
Yes, I am, yeah. And kind of...
Don't show up on our doorstep with wool.
Oh gosh, yeah, no. That is one of my least favorite things about milling, and luckily people are really good about that. I don't really get any drop-ins, which is good, because please let me work when I am working, and set up a drop-off appointment on the days that I have available. So what was your question again?
Just if you're taking...
Oh, yes, I am taking wool for processing. I'm about... Best is email, okay. Not a phone call.
I'll put some links in my show notes so people can track you down.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm in California, but I'm trying to keep it a regular thing to come up to Black Sheep Gathering and off. So I plan on being in Oregon a couple times a year and trying to help with the workload that's in this area. But yeah, it's about a year for yarn. Trying not to go over that. And then for washing or carding, it's usually within a couple months to 4 months. You know, it's a quicker product for carded or washed wool. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to hang out.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay. Tell us who you are.
I'm Kira Roger, and I am with Roger Family Fiber Mill and the Little Blue Mill. It's what we call the online store.
Perfect. And where are you guys located?
We're in Lebanon, Oregon.
Okay. So how long have you all been milling?
We got the equipment back in 2014, became open to the public in 2015.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And you started milling at a very ripe age of?
I was 13.
And you started in the mill. And your parents own it now.
They do. I've been getting increasingly higher percentage in the business. I think I'm up to 30% now.
With the intention that you will be running it one day.
Yep, that has been the goal from the beginning.
Perfect. Yeah. So you've grown into it.
Yeah, and as we got more equipment and more experience and more confidence, yeah.
Perfect. And you guys raise Shetlands also?
We do. We have about 30 right now.
And you rue them?
We do.
Will you tell people what that means?
So to rue is actually a Shetland word that means to pull by hand. So in the beginning of like January to February, their fiber will start to naturally release. And ruing is just we go out and we pull little locks of it out. And they got this little base coat And it doesn't hurt. It's a natural process for them. And yeah, we try, like, if we go out there and they look a little too pink underneath, we just go back in a couple weeks until their coat's a little fuller.
So no need for shearing.
No need for shearing these guys.
No need. And okay, so what is your favorite part of the processing process?
It's watching it go from like dirty or seedy fiber to the whatever the end product is. Like it is a kind of a magical change that it goes from just like this dirty off the animal thing to like like this usable like yarn or just rovi or like just, it's so beautiful.
It is. I agree. I love watching it too. So yeah. Of course I have to ask, what's your least favorite part of the process?
Oh my god. So like the washing is kind of but it's the drying time. It takes forever and it just sits there. It's like you're being boring. Be dry already.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a pretty, yeah. Like, go faster.
Go faster.
Perfect. So the burning question everyone's going to have is, are you accepting fiber for custom processing?
We are accepting orders for roving. We were open for yarn orders for a little bit and then had to stop. At our scale, we just got backed up too fast. We're 2 years out and just, yeah.
Good to know.
But for roving and like, or just to scour or for fluff, that's about 5 to 4 month turnaround.
You also do dehairing, right?
We do. We have a single chamber separator. We accept Pagora and CD fiber and... Yeah.
How can people find you? Don't show up with wool at their doorstep.
No, please email or call.
Perfect. And I'll put some contact details in my show notes so they can reach out to you.
Pretty much any day of the week, they can email or call and like kind of schedule an appointment. We don't have like hard set schedules, so just give me like a time frame of when you think you'll be down. You know when you're putting the dirty fiber in your car. Like, you know when you're coming. Just give us a call.
Let them know.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes to join me.
Yeah, and thank you for stopping by. Yeah.
Okay, I hope you all enjoyed the interviews and the farm tour and the possible 1 to 2 mill videos that I probably will put in here. I still haven't decided. I've got to look through them because I collect everything up as I'm working and then share them with you when time comes. And sometimes I just forget. So I think I'm going to at least, I did card up some jewelry, one of our Shetlands, and I did some video on that. So I'm going to at least show you that. I know I have farm club. I don't have a farm club. I have a fiber club. I know I have fiber club videos too, but I don't have any of the fiber with me, so I figure we'll see. I'm also going to answer a few questions came in the comments last time. I'm going to answer those next week, and I think that's it. Thank you all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A little bit smaller, a little bit different, but I thought still super fun. I enjoyed talking to all of them. I hope you all enjoyed, and maybe you'll reach out because all of them have not only the mill, but they also are producing products as well to sell. So check them out, and that's it. I will see you all in a week. Thank you so much for supporting, for watching. Please don't forget to hit the like button, to subscribe, to comment below, because I love it all and YouTube loves to know. Or if you're listening to the audio, please give me a rating because all the platforms love to know all these things. Do you see Nigel here in the background? So cute. Okay, everybody, stay healthy. Have a good summer if that's the season you're in, whatever season it is for you. Be kind to your neighbor and make so many pretty things until I see you next time.